The ANC's internal party battles have long been documented in the media, but South Africa has recently seen these internal battles play out very publicly, from the kidnapping of ministers by former members of a disbanded ANC organization to uncontrolled looting and even the suspending of high-ranking ANC officials pending legal action. But with just 13 days left before the local government elections, the question of what these internal fractions will mean for the ANC once the ballots are counted is top of mind. We spoke to independent political analyst Darvi Schultz about the moments that have truly defined some of these internal ANC public battles and how this would likely affect the ANC's chances at the polls this year.
Discontent with candidate lists, discontent with internal arrangements in the party, even, you know, open, you know, it's in the midst of the election campaign that there's been people openly campaigning for the next ANC conference already, right? Mabuza's on record campaigning, Sisulu's on record campaigning. I just think it points to some organizational challenges within the organization, right? And also incoherence in some places. But the one very interesting one, which I think is worth just noting for a moment, is this, the violent looting and rioting which took place, you know, earlier in the year. And I do think that had a very, very deep impact on the party, but also actually on the whole country and how people think and feel about politics. I think it was a very consequential event. The one sad thing is we know very little actually about exactly what happened and why it happened and how it happened, right? There have been, I think, accusations made about it being an insurrection, but we've had very little further information about that from government, right? Or from the ANC. And we've also had very little public polling about how people feel about it, or by-elections in the period thereafter to see how people feel about it. So it's actually a massive mystery in our politics about what happened in those days and what are the consequences that come thereafter. It's a big question mark for me. I think it's one of the hangs over this election a little bit and may probably affect the results a little bit. We must never discount the ANC, right? The ANC is an enormous political organization. They have a massive amount of activists, a huge reservoir of support. So we must never be unrealistic about the ANC's ability to do very well in elections, right? Having said all of that, I do think there is a growing group of people who used to vote ANC who are now either decided to not vote or decided to vote for someone else, or who are at least openly thinking about voting for someone else. And it's just quantitatively true that the people who are like absolutely loyal to the ANC, that percentage is getting smaller. And the people who are thinking about doing something else is getting bigger. And as that math continues to evolve in that direction, I think it will become more and more difficult for the ANC. Right? I think that's a quantitative fact. Now, how far along that route we are, we will see in this election again, right? So I think there was a big shift in 2016 away from the ANC towards the EFF and the DA. And then in 2019, we put the brakes on a little bit, right? Like, I think the result in 2019 was a good result for the ANC because it was quite similar result to the one in 2016, which means that the math didn't shift any further. But I suspect the math is going to shift a little further in this election. But again, purely speculating here, right? We have very little data. We have to wait for the actual election outcome to know for sure.
So according to Schultz's current figures, fractures within the party are starting to reflect as a gradual discontent and a decrease in loyalism in voters. How this will play out for the party in this year's elections is, of course, uncertain. As Schultz indicates, the ANC is still a very strong political force. We also asked Schultz what these remarkable events might mean for South Africa as a democracy.
I think it's a complex topic because, you know, in democracy, malcontent is a central part of democracy. When you are unhappy, you speak out, and the central tenet of freedom is that you have the right to speak out, right? Now, different people choose to do so differently. Some people may choose not to vote. That's their good right. Some people may choose to speak out but still vote ANC. That's certainly their good right. Some people may choose to speak out and vote for someone else. That's their good right. Some people may choose to speak out and form a new party and get really active, and that's their good right, right? And that's democracy is inherently noisy and a little bit messy. because we have this freedom to speak out and express our discontent, right? So it's not all bad in many ways. It's in a way good that we are speaking out and experiencing challenges. Having said that, it is true that the underlying issues which is causing malcontent in South Africa are incredibly serious from a socioeconomic perspective, right? The fact that we have 75% unemployment is shocking. It's really dangerous for South African society. And the fact that we have incredibly high and growing racialized inequality, despite 26 years of post-liberation governance, you know, is shocking. The fact that we can have breakdown in law and order on a relatively large scale with relatively few consequences is also shocking. The fact that we have decaying infrastructure, you know, I live in Joburg, the water goes off more and more, the electricity goes off more and more, and this is not just Eskom, it's really disconcerting, right? The fact that we still don't have basic service provision to people, you know, houses, water, electricity, you know, as I said, 27 years after of liberation governance, and there are still people in Soweto who don't have regular electricity. And, you know, in the ANC's defense, it's not just Soweto, it's also Khayelitsha and Cape Town, right? There's a lot of people across the country being governed by different parties who still don't have access to basic services. It's shocking. So you know, we have a problem of governance, and the problem of governance needs to be addressed. And I think malcontent will arise, and in elections that malcontent finds a voice in people who decide not to vote, people who decide to find new parties, people who decide, as I said, to protest but still vote ANC, people who decide to vote for someone else. And look, I think this will be an ongoing and evolving discussion in South Africa, because these issues are not going to go away. They need to be addressed, right, one way or another. And so I think, to be perfectly honest with you, we're just at the very beginning of a long conversation on what to do about these things, because they're not going away.
As Schultz suggests, the problems may not be going away, but the question for voters all across the country is now, which political party or independent candidate is up to the task of addressing some of these challenges in the microcosms of South Africa's municipalities? Interviews for this piece were conducted by Bulelani Nonyukela. For Times Live Podcasts, I've been Paige Muller.